evening and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I have a kind of thing I've done before, how bad is it? But these things kind of relate, some of them at least, to the holidays. And it asks a question and then gives some background and says, is this okay? Is it bad? Is it really bad? Does it depend upon? And the first question that someone asked, is it bad to store iced cookies at room temperature? Are your decorated sugar cookies sitting there in a probably in a container, but are they at room temperature? Well, that's not bad at all, unless, and I think this is an exception anymore, unless the icing has raw egg whites in it. Now there's a, you go, who wants to make that kind of icing? Well, that was a pretty traditional kind of icing called royal icing, and it did include raw egg whites. And of course, first of all, I would ditch any recipe that has raw eggs of any kind in it, just because there's a more chance of salmonella. But if you choose to use that kind of icing, you certainly don't want to store those at room temperature. But otherwise, go for it. Not bad at all to store those cookies, unless you're concerned about people eating them up and you're saving them for a special occasion. Then you probably want to put them in the freezer or at least hide them somewhere in an airtight container, but at room temperature is fine. How about to spend more than suggested on a Secret Santa gift? Do you do Secret Santa gifts? I haven't been involved in any of those for quite a while. But, you know, you always go, oh, I really want to get this person this. And it's quite a bit above the suggested price for everybody. You say, well, you know, this is a really special person and this is something that I really want to get for this person. But, you know, if those are all opened in a group setting, probably not a really good idea. You're not going to win many friends. Maybe the one you gave it to, but that person probably would be embarrassed. So, you know, if it's a couple dollars, no big deal, but don't go overboard. What about, this is, would be after, well, no, during and after Christmas. If you have a Christmas tree, is it bad to vacuum Christmas tree needles up? You know, should you use your vacuum cleaner to do that job? Well, it could be or it could not be. The good news is that sucking up pine needles shouldn't destroy your vacuum cleaner. In fact, companies extensively test this during the design process. And the only issue is that pine needles are stiff and sharp and often get stuck in the vacuum. And a clump can restrict suction, and then you have an overheated motor, and that leads to expensive repairs. So the best way to avoid this, use the vacuum's hose to suck up needles and clean it often so you're not dealing with big piles. And if you suspect that there's a clog, well, check it out. You know, that's something just to do. A straightened out coat hanger. Hey, do you still have a coat hanger that you can do that to? It's a good thing to use in the hose to if there's something stuck in there. And you can also probably tell if there's something stuck, it's not cleaning up anything very well. But otherwise, it's fine to do that. Just have in mind that it could cause a problem. Just take care of it. And I heard Jim Field say not very long ago, one of the best things that somebody ever came up with was one of those bags that you, at the end of the season, when you get ready to take your tree down, actually, if it's a live tree, this is really important. You just bring the bag up over the top and you don't drag it across the floor with needles falling all over. And of course, you set that down on the floor before you put the Christmas tree over it and boom, it's taken care of. If you have a non-live tree and you have the space, those bags are wonderful because at the end of the time you're using the tree, you just cover it all up, leave the decorations on, and put it into storage. Not everybody has that kind of space, but it's really, really nice when you get ready to set the tree up next year. And you can redo a few of the decorations on it, you know, so it doesn't look the same. But maybe you want it to look the same. Okay, what about, is it a good idea to use the oven's self-clean feature right before a holiday party? Like in about right now where you're getting ready for lots of baking and so on. Well, did you know that when you use the self-cleaning function, it uses extremely high temperatures, up to 900 degrees or above. So that's it's kind of tough on your oven, really, to use that very often. There's a 5 to 10% chance that your oven will undergo damage during the routine self-cleaning run. So if you, you know, you're in the you're ready to bake and oops, I cleaned the oven last night and now it isn't working at all. Or I had one time when I couldn't open the door after the cleaning cycle when I wanted to. You know, the temperature had not gone down fast enough and it won't open at above 500 degrees for safety reasons. There was a little moment of panic, but it finally cooled off enough. But it was one of those things where I should not have been cleaning the oven at that particular moment. Now, if it's really bothering you about the oven, well, maybe you could just do a little hand cleaning for the moment. And I think I've read this, if you set a dish of ammonia in the oven like overnight, everything will clean up much more easily. But a little soap and water will take off some of that stuff too. So really bad to use the oven self-clean feature right before all of your holiday preparation. How bad is it to have a poinsettia if you have a pet? Well, we used to be told that they were deadly. Well, after more research and checking on that, that's not true. However, if the animal eats some of the leaves and so on, they probably won't be digested well. It probably will make them a little sick, and they're likely to vomit, and you've got to clean all that up. So either make sure that it's in a place that your pet can't get to it. And for some of us, that's a hard place to find because pets can get almost anywhere. Or perhaps you can choose a different kind of plant. You know, most cats love different kinds of ferns, and actually they're good for them. It's just like eating grass. So think about that poinsettia and if you're going to have one and where you're going to put it. What about... And this is not necessarily just holiday, but how bad is it to pack your dryer full? I mean, you've got all these clothes stacked up and probably towels and all those kinds of things, and especially if you're having company sheets and so on. You have all of these clothes to wash and dry. Should you pack the whole batch out of the washer? You know, some washers are built to do quite a bit. Should you pack all of that into your dryer? Well, it's not going to be very efficient. And it could even damage your dryer because overloading prevents the dryer from circulating air evenly. Well, what do you want a dryer to do? You want the air to move through whatever it is you're drying. So a smaller amount will actually be more efficient. You'll actually end up taking less time and using less electricity and getting the clothes evenly dry than if you try to pack in more. The folks who make dryers and take care of dryers and so on, say that about half, no more than half, is a good way to think about how much you want to put in the dryer. And if you have a really large item, a blanket, something heavy, even though it may not even be half full, all by itself is probably a good thing. You want it to have room to circulate and get that air moving through. So how bad is it to pack your dryer full? Really bad. Can have bad consequences. And related to that, sort of, is how bad is it to pack your refrigerator full? Well, it kind of depends on what you're packing it full of. If it's cold things, then that will help keep the temperature at a good level. If you have a lot of empty spaces in it, it's a good idea to actually store water, you'll get it cold, store it in there, fill up those empty spaces with something cold, will help your refrigerator be more efficient. But if you have a lot of food you're wanting to cool down, maybe you've cooked something that needs to be cooled down, and then you have something else and something else, and you pack that refrigerator full of kind of warm things, that's pretty bad because it's going to raise the temperature above what it should be. Remember, Charlene this morning said that above 40 degrees, if something is supposed to be cold, above 40 degrees is bad because you want it to be 40 or below. So how do you keep it 40 or below in your refrigerator? It's a good idea actually to have a refrigerator thermometer that you can check it once in a while, but you probably want it so that it will be 35 to 38 degrees below that 40. So you have some leeway when the door gets opened and so on. So it will always be below 40. How do you know when it's 40 degrees? Well, some new refrigerators actually have a digital thermometer. Otherwise, buy an inexpensive one just to keep in there, or go to your instruction manual. It may tell you that medium setting is this number of degrees. So how bad is it to stuff your refrigerator full of warm stuff, warm food? Pretty bad. Until next time, here's a thought. It is Christmas in the heart that puts Christmas in the air.